everyone, and welcome to the third episode of OMG Craft. I am your host, Chad, OMG Chad Johnson. That's my full name. It's the name that my parents gave me, even with the OMG Chad right in the middle. This is the show, OMG Craft. It's my little Minecraft show. We're going to talk about Minecraft in all of its glory. This week, I have some very, very special stuff for you guys. We have some news. Did you guys hear about that Java hack? Oh my gosh, are you afraid that your Minecrafts are going to get destroyed? Well, we'll cover that in news. Also, do you guys want to install mods? Well, I teach you all of the ins and outs, everything that you would hopefully want to know about adding your own mods. We're going to get into doing it manually. I'm going to give you three really good options to do it on the fly where you don't have to go in there and open up files and stuff. And then finally, we're going to get into the top three picks this week. Last week was a pretty long show because we had an extra segment, the record-breaking segment, where T2 broke my record and set his own world record. And so this show will be a little bit shorter than last week's. But before we do anything else, let's go ahead and get into news. In this week's snapshot, there's been some fun stuff. I'm just going to cover some of my favorite things. Let me go ahead and open up some links to show off what is coming up. It was really, really exciting this week to see all of the things. Sorry, this is me stalling while I try to load up some pictures. Added are potatoes and carrots, and then also you can change carrots into golden carrots, which are useful in creating the new invisibility potion. And then also, we have, oh, these are potatoes. Now, potatoes come in a few different varieties. You can have baked potatoes. You can have poisonous potatoes. And then you can have just normal old potatoes. I'm really, if I was to say that I was excited about all of these, I'd just be saying, I'm excited over and over and over again. One of the craziest things is the Wither Boss. Now, the Wither Boss is a mob that you're going to find in game. So in the overworld, of course you're going to find him in game. Where else would you find him? So the Wither Boss looks like this. It has three heads. It shoots projectiles, which are also shaped as heads. Now, all of this could change. This is a snapshot. Things change in snapshots. This is just an overview of what may be coming. At the moment, whenever it hits you with one of those explosive heads, it gives you a wither potion, which turns your hearts black, which makes it a little bit less easy to tell where your hearts are and when you're fighting this guy. The other cool thing that I'm really excited for is he attacks other mobs. So I was watching a video that Seth Bling put together of it, and he was attacking sheep, and he was attacking wolves. He was not attacking undesirable mobs. He wasn't attacking zombies and skeletons and stuff like that. But just the thought, and this may not be how it happens in actual Minecraft, but just the thought of going through your overworld game and just boosh, boosh, and you just like come over a hill, and there's just this wither boss, just like, I hate you, sheep, you're gonna die, and every time that he shoots a projectile, it explodes, destroys some of the area around him. It just seems really fun. I'm really excited about that. Minecraft, and this is just on a personal note, Minecraft and Mojang seem to be adding. They like mobs that blow up stuff. And the reason I think that is because everyone hated the creeper, and everyone still hates the creeper because he destroys what you've built in Minecraft. So I think that you'll see whenever they add new mobs, they will have some sort of destructive element. I just think that that's where they're going, that they realize that everyone hates the creeper because whenever you come across him, he explodes and destroys your house, whatever the heck you've been working on. Anyway, just an idea, maybe not, probably not. And what else do we have? There's some new decoration blocks. Wait, before I get to decoration blocks, let me show off. You can use a carrot on a stick to make those evil pigs that decide that wherever they want to roam, that they're going to roam. You can use a carrot on a stick to make sure you get your pig going in the right direction. That's just ridiculous. There are these little skull heads as new decoration blocks. And let me check my notes, make sure that's about it. There's some super flat world customization and the potions of invisibility. And that's about it in the snapshot this week. So I just wanted to cover some of that fun stuff. Now, next, have you heard? There's a Java exploit out. Minecraft obviously runs on Java, and so lots of people are worried that their Java games, their Minecraft games, are going to be affected. What's going on? What does it all mean? Well, what happened is there's been a Java exploit announced, and Oracle, the people who make Java, tend to have a 3 times a year update schedule. So the next update to fix this Java exploit would be in October. The exploit will allow, if you navigate to a web page on a browser, would allow the web page to inject executable code onto your computer. What is executable code? Well, it's a .exe, a .dmg. It's a code base that can run on your computer and install its own files. So it could install a keylogger. It could make your computer part of a botnet. It could do all sorts of horrible things. There's been a lot of recommendations to uninstall Java completely from computers. Make sure you get rid of it absolutely from your entire system. Now, that worried me because I am a Minecraft fan. So what you can do is most modern browsers have an option to just disable Java in the browser. And that's what you're going to have to do. Just go to, if you use Safari, Chrome, even Internet Explorer, should be able to disable Java. And that will mean that non-signature signed executable code can be run. This exploit won't be able to affect your computer. Now, this is only through a browser. If you're just using Java normally, like you would with Minecraft on a local machine, and Minecraft has a signed Java executable, so it will run perfectly fine, you don't have to worry. So, if you were worried about your Java exploitation stuff, you don't have to worry. Just disable those plugins via the browser that you use most often. Also, there is some RMCT news. Arthur Blues announced that registration for RMCT number 3 is now, it will be posted on September 3rd, and it will go until September 8th. You have 5 days to register your team. Then on September 9th, the teams will be posted, and it should include brackets, maps, rules, all of that stuff. And that is noon Sunday the 9th. So if you are a PvP tournament fan, get excited. You can find out more information at reddit.com/r/mctourney to check out all of that good tourney goodness. Now, we are going to get into the tutorial, the big chunk of the episode for this week. What is it? Well, it is mods. Not specific, like, mod picks, but we're going to show how to manually install mods on the PC and the Mac, and then also give you some tools to install your own mods using services, like other tools, so that you don't have to manually keep track of everything. You can use a program to do it for you. Aren't machines wonderful? So, let's start off. I'm really excited about this because mods and modding Minecraft was something that I actually didn't get into until I've been playing Minecraft for about 6-7 months. And it felt like I've been missing this whole extra side of a game that I've been playing for how many months? Seriously? So I wanted to cover it early to make sure that you know how to install mods and that you don't run into any trouble. So first off, make sure that you back up your entire Minecraft folder before you install any mods. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be going into the big Minecraft file, the Minecraft.jar file, and replacing some files, that will be what modifies your Minecraft client. So first, let's get into it on the PC side of things. And to do that, I need to allow you to be able to see my screen. That would be useful. So here we are over on the PC side of things. First, what you're going to want to do is install a program called 7-Zip. You can use the regular Windows Explorer to unzip your files, but I really suggest 7-Zip because it'll allow you to open it in a separate window. You can drag and drop files over. Really useful. So what you're going to do is you are going to go to the app data folder in, and you just do that by searching. If you're on Windows 7, you can do percentage app data percentage, and that'll go ahead and open up your app data folder. Then you're going to navigate to your Minecraft folder. That's this .minecraft right here. Now, then you're going to go into bin, and then you see this Minecraft, and it says over here on the side, let me go ahead and zoom in for you, jar executable file right here. This is what you are going to modify. This is the, and you can see now I have decided to keep other versions of Minecraft. So I renamed this jar -1.2.5. You will not see this file on your computer if you're going to be following the same steps. That's because I've renamed this to keep this when Minecraft updated. So I'm going to right-click this. I'm going to click Open With, and I have installed 7-Zip earlier. Now, it's not in my program files. It's in my program x86 files, 7-Zip, and I'm using the file manager version right there. So go ahead and say OK. And then this right here is all of the files. Let me allow you to be able to see that. This is all the files that Minecraft uses to run the game. There are lots of scripts. There's all sorts of stuff in here. So this is what is actually running Minecraft. At the top, because 7-Zip arranges it, there's folders, and then you get into all the files down there. So that's wonderful. I'm going to go ahead and throw that over to the side. Next, you're going to navigate to the mod that you want to install. And so I over here have gone ahead and already downloaded to my documents Mod Loader right here. Mod Loader is one of the tools that we're going to get into later on how to keep mods on your system. So I'm going to go ahead and double click this. And 7-Zip goes ahead and opens up my Mod Loader. So here we are. This is Mod Loader. All you have to do, grab all of these guys, drag it over into your Minecraft side, and let go. Now then, it's going to give you some warnings saying, one, are you sure? And yes. And then it's going to actually replace some files. So if you use a copy manager, it may say, hey, we're replacing files. We're not going to put these in line or rename anything. Now then, you're not done yet. That was pretty simple, right? But we're not done. See this meta.inf file? You have to delete that file. So we're going to go ahead and I'll just click delete up here at the top. But you can do whatever the heck you want to delete that meta.inf file. Now then, the reason that we're doing that is Minecraft, when it looks at your jar, it will sign that jar file as being authentic. Yes, this is a Minecraft .jar file that I can run. Now, the thing is that if you were to modify your jar, which is exactly what we're doing here, that signature is no longer valid. So when you try to start up Minecraft, it'll go, nope, not valid. I'm not going to start up this program. So your Minecraft just will not start. So if you forget to delete that meta.inf file, then you'll know right away because your Minecraft just won't start. Now then, now that we're done with that, I can go ahead and close these, and let's just go ahead and test and make sure I didn't screw anything up big time. My Minecraft icon is right down here. Let's go ahead and double-click it. Let's see if I can sign in. And the moment. Oh man, this is a long Mojang screen. Oh no! My Minecraft crashed. Okay, so now the things that I'm going to check to make sure that I didn't screw anything up is I'm going to reopen Minecraft. The first thing I'm going to do is hit options over here, and I'm going to force an update. What this is going to do is it is going to rewrite the entire Minecraft.jar that we just screwed around in, right? Hit force update. Done. Now when it logs in, it's going to go ahead and download everything again. So now I'm starting fresh. So if you have really screwed up some stuff, and this is why we back up, because we do these things. Now we're fresh again. I'm going to go ahead and quit the game. Here we are. And by the way, this is a live show. These things will happen to you. So you just got to deal with it sometimes. So I'm going to go ahead and navigate back to my .minecraft shortcut. Here we are. I'm going to go bin, minecraft.jar. Go back over to my mod loader. Copy all of these over into here. Are we sure? Yes. Wait. To archive. Here, let me cancel. Let me triple check that this is doing this right. Base mod. Because it may be renaming files. Oh, no, that's not a redone one. Let me do A class. Not a triple A class, just A class. Let's go back up to the top. So what I'm looking for... Oh, that's not one either. Okay, well, let's just, because my troubleshooting isn't doing anything. Let's try this again. There we go. Yes. There we go. Delete you. Yes, I'm sure. Cool. And exit. Let's go ahead and open up Minecraft again. And the moment of truth. Oh, come on. I so hope this works. If this doesn't work. The other thing that I would check is to make sure that I have a fresh version of Mod Loader. Yeah, Mod Loader 1.3.2. Oh, you know why? Oh, okay. Here's why everything is screwing up. Is because if you go back over here into my .minecraft shortcut, I have gone the extra step. I've tried to do this before, and I've added mods into my... So what Mod Loader is doing is it's loading up a file that searches inside your .minecraft file structure. There's another file called mods. Once you run it once, it'll either create that on its own or you can rename it yourself. So I've already run Mod Loader on this machine before, but I have old mods in that system. So it's trying to run those. And it's not. It can't because some of these mods are for 1.2.5, and that is what is causing everything to crash. So if I go back over to this mods folder, go ahead and open it up. All of these guys, I'm going to go ahead and delete. Delete you. Goodbye. Yes. And all of you... Oh, it's because you quit. Come on. Try again. Let's do it. Wonderful. So now that I have a clean mods folder... Let's go ahead and try this again, and I have a feeling that it is going to work. Let's log in. Wonderful. And the game loads properly. Great. You shouldn't have the same problem that I had when you're doing it fresh for the first time. So once again, that is how to manually do mods on the PC side of things. So now let's get into how to do it on the Mac side of things. So if you were just sitting there going, listen, got a Mac, you're not doing anything for me. Here we go. So on the Mac side of things, things are going to look fairly similar. I'm going to go ahead and open up a file manager, finder. Then I'm going to go to Go. Now then, right here, I'm looking for my library. But on the Mac, nowadays, they tend to hide it. So what you have to do is hold down Alt or Option and see how library just jumps in there. Bink. There it is. You're going to go ahead and click that. Now that you have that, you're going to go into Application Support down here. Go ahead and navigate to Minecraft. Then .bin, just like we did on the PC side of things. And here is your Minecraft.jar. Now then, on the Mac side of things, I have installed a program called the Unarchiver. And that is what I'm going to use to go ahead and open up this bin. This jar file. On the PC side of things, I use 7-zip. On the Mac side of things, I used Unarchiver. And it makes this folder right here. If I go ahead and open it up, I see I have all the files that I did on the PC side, just like that. And it's going to be very, very similar. If I navigate to my downloads, and I have Magic Launcher right here. Sorry, no, I'm not using Magic Launcher. I was going to do Mod Loader. Let me see if I have it. Here we are, modloader.zip. I'm not sure where it was living, but this is the file that I'm going to use. Inside of here, there's all of those mods. We're going to do the exact same thing on the PC side, drag it in. It's going to say, hey, there's some stuff here. There's some stuff here that's already there. Are you sure you want to do this? Apply to all and replace. I'm just hitting apply to all so I don't have to hit replace a billion times. So apply to all, replace. And then same thing, you're going to navigate to your meta. So I'm just going to type in, there we are, meta inf, and delete that annoying folder. There it goes. Now, one more step that we have to take on the Mac side of things. Because this archived into a separate folder, Minecraft, when it launches, is going to want to look at this jar, not this one over here. So what I'm going to do to sort of confuse Minecraft and make sure it uses the correct modded folder is I'm going to rename this to anything other than Minecraft.jar. So let's just say /original. There we are. Then this one, I need to rename it and add a .jar to the end of that file. And on the Mac, I'm running, what am I running? Snow Leopard? Mountain Lion? Mountain Lion. I'm running Mountain Lion. It's going to ask me, are you sure you want to do this? Because it's going to use a file extension that you better know that, you know, you better be elite hacker to understand what's going on here. So I'm going to say, yes, I am elite hacker. You can tell. And go ahead and add that. Now, if I go ahead and open up Minecraft, let's see. This will be the good old... let's see if I did everything right. You know what? I'm going to proactively go and see if I have any. I do. See, same problem. So see all these mods? I have a lot of them. Let's go ahead. Well, this should actually work because see how I have some file structure here? This is a good thing to mention for Mod Loader just later. Now and. You can install whatever mods you want. I just happen to be installing Mod Loader because I'm going to use it later, and I would like to manually install Mod Loader to use. So I'm getting sort of into the first modding protocol app helpful tool. So Mod Loader works by looking at the root level of your mods folder. So over here, you can see that I've named some other folders. I have some mods in here for 1.2.5, for 1.3.1, 1.3.2. But Mod Loader is actually going to ignore all of these, and it's only going to look at this mod right here, which is in zip format, and you want to keep it in zip format. Let's see. Well, Minecraft is still chugging away. I'm pretty positive I did something wrong over there. Anyway, so it's looking right here for in the root of the mods folder. Let's go ahead and delete this mini map and see if we can get Minecraft to actually launch. That'd be great. You can also tell, man, I'm not even getting the Mojang screen. That is worrisome. What am I doing wrong? It's Minecraft.jar. Chat room, did you notice that I did anything wrong? I don't think I did. We could try to delete everything, but it really, mod loader should just look at the root. And anything I put into a file, it's like, I'm not going to use that. Maybe I should just reboot the whole computer, right? Huh. Darn. Let me just go ahead and move all of these files. So I moved everything that was in the mods folder to the desktop. These are some of the fun things you get to do while troubleshooting mods. You can see why you may want... Okay, so let's just try... Oh, you know what? Okay, here's the thing. Remember way back in the beginning when I was like, oh, where's Mod Loader? Let me just look in my good old Spotlight on a Mac and find that Mod Loader file. Here's what I suspect that I did, and let's see if I can quickly... quickly put this to rest by downloading a new version of Mod Loader. So I bet that I had an older version of Mod Loader for 1.2.5 or something like that, and it is not compatible with the current version of the Minecraft.jar. So oh, thank you. You can tell that I'm doing this live because some ads for your fresh carpet are playing in the background. So, great. Now I have a new version of Mod Loader. I'll let you see what I'm doing here. Let's go ahead and close that. And this file is now named Mod Loader 2. I don't need you. Let's go ahead and open up Minecraft. Let's go ahead and close you. Let's do that force update thing again. Thank you. And log in. You can, while it's doing that, I'm going to show you. I have created a shortcut on my Finder so that I go straight to the Minecraft folder. But, oh, an error occurred. Brr, 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 brr. What does this error say? That's not what I want at all. That's the opposite of what I want. So... let's go ahead and do this manually. Let's delete that. What is that sound? Go away. Let's go ahead and rename this back to good old original Minecraft. Let's go ahead and quit that. Let's open up the Minecraft blah blah. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. I didn't hit force update, but it's going to go ahead. Oh! I just confirmed what was wrong. I was running an old version of the Minecraft jar. So it was probably 1.3.1. A good first step when running your modding stuff is make sure that you know exactly what version your jar file is. I have multiple computers here, so I wasn't able to keep track of all of that. What you can do to make sure that you have a completely fresh install is do that force update or know exactly what version of the jar that you are working with. Okay, just to save my butt, we're going to do everything again. I have already unarchived the Minecraft folder here. Let's go ahead and copy everything over. Let's apply that to all. Let's go find the meta. Oops, meta, not net. Delete that. Go ahead and go back a thing. Name this. Oh, I can't yet. Let's name this one 2. Let's name this one dot jar. Yeah, I'm sure. Because I am elite hacker. As you can tell, NASA doesn't know what is gonna hit them when I hack in using Minecraft. Yes! Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, you may have some problems, just like me. You also may want to use some tools to make sure that you don't have to go through all of this stuff to manually install your mods. Mod Loader is a good first step. Whenever you have Mod Loader, it will make sure that mods won't conflict, and it should help you in that. So I'm not going to cover Mod Loader anymore, but what I am going to cover is... Let me go ahead and get into my docs here. First, let's cover MC Patcher. MC Patcher, and I'm going to do the rest on the Mac side of things. MC Patcher is a .jar file that you'll download from, let's say, omgcraft.com/go/MC Patcher. And that will redirect you to the right link to go ahead and download that. And it will give you a nice GUI or graphical user interface to install your mods. So over here, let's go ahead and quit out of my Minecraft game. Go ahead and quit. Goodbye. I have in my downloads good old mcpatcher.jar. And we can go ahead and open this, and you can just tell that that right there is mcpatcher.jar. I'm going to go ahead and run this. And yes, I would like to open that because I downloaded it from a web page. And invalid or corrupt Minecraft.jar. That is because I have been running, I've been installing my own mods. So, okay, that's good to know. What I'm going to do now is to make sure that MC Patcher has a very, very fresh thing. I'm going to do that force update thing, log in. Let's go ahead and close MC Patcher so it doesn't get confused. Failed to launch. Oh, yeah, really? Oh, and you can see why manually installing mods is something that gets difficult very fast. So the reason that it's doing that is the same when you don't keep it as an actual .jar executable. Minecraft gets mad at you and asks, where the heck is that jar executable? Let's go ahead and quit that out. Open up Minecraft. Go ahead and log in. And it is going to go ahead and download. Yes, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure I'd like to do that. That seems like a brilliant idea. Wonderful. Now that we got it running over here, let's go ahead and navigate back to my downloads. I have MC Patcher right here. And now it is scanning and it says, hey, that is not a corrupt jar, which is wonderful. Now, MC Patcher, when you download it, comes with a few really nice mods already installed. You can see HD textures, HD fonts, random mobs, custom colors, connected textures, and better skies. So if I wanted to add a mod, I'd hit the plus button, and this automatically creates a file structure which is similar to what Mod Loader used. So it will make that mods file, and then it also notices that you're using a 1.3.2 jar, and it creates a 1.3.2 folder. And I've actually adopted this scheme in making sure that all my mods are kept in the same area, because every time Minecraft updates their client, you need to update your mods as well, or they will not play friendly, as you've seen in these various demos. So it creates that. Either you can go ahead and drop your modded files into that 1.3.2 area, or if you know exactly where things are stored, you can navigate to them by yourself. So I happen to know that in my downloads, I have Mod Loader, and I'm going to open that. These are all the files that it is going to install. I'll go ahead and click OK. And then you can see Mod Loader is one of the mods that it will go ahead and patch in there. Let's say I really don't like custom colors, random mobs, and better skies, but I want to keep connected textures, HD fonts, and HD textures, then I would. Now, the next step, and let's go ahead and quit this game. The next step would be to patch all of this into your Minecraft jar. Go ahead and click patch. It will run. And then you have a patched Minecraft file. So we go ahead and open this up. Now, I haven't added any mods that you're going to be able to tell right off the top, but everything opens fine, and the game could be played. So that's wonderful. I wonder if I still have... Nope, I don't have any texture packs. Done. Okay, wonderful. Let's go ahead and quit the game. So, MC Patcher is really useful, and it runs on PC and Mac, and it also has a .jar, so you should be able to use that on other platforms as well. Now, let's go ahead and get into my last and final tool. And I've actually covered this before. This was a pick before, but now that we're covering mods more in depth, I want to cover it again. And that is Magic Launcher. Magic Launcher, when you download it off of our website, and I'll have it in the show notes. Magic Launcher, when you download it, it actually comes in a zip file. And then once you unzip it, it looks like a normal Minecraft runner. So if you look down here at the bottom, I have a Minecraft app, and then I also have a Magic Launcher app. So if I go ahead and click the Magic Launcher app, it launches Magic Launcher. So for the full in-depth review, you can go back to a few episodes ago where I showed this off. But the things that I like about this, just to recap really quickly, is that you can quickly choose which jar you want to use. This says, it notices that it's a modified client. It doesn't have the location of those mods, so it's a little bit confused, but that is fine. If I wanted to, I could switch to default, or I could add a new one. MC Patcher, sorry. Have I been calling this MC Patcher the whole time? This is Magic Launcher. Magic Launcher is a really, really, really useful tool, and it also does it all sort of in-game, so you don't have to open up a separate application to patch your files, so that's a nice advantage as well. The useful thing about Magic Launcher and MC Patcher is that it should let you know if some stuff is incompatible, especially with Magic Launcher. It'll let you know in bright red letters that, hey, this mod is not compatible with the other mods that you have installed. Sometimes it happens with Optifine, or it happens with a lot of mods. I would really, really, really suggest that you use one of these other tools to help get your mods installed. That's what I do, but I did want to show you how to manually install things if it comes down to it for whatever reason. Remember, you can also stack your mods. Just like we manually installed Mod Loader, you can do that multiple times to install multiple mods. The problem is that sometimes mods have files that they will overwrite each other, so they won't be compatible. And a tool like Magic Launcher will let you know that that's going to happen and that it's incompatible. So that is it. I hope that you have had fun. Maybe. It was a little bit frustrating, but things like that are going to happen. Now, finally, the last thing in this episode. My three favorite picks for the week going around the internet. Number one is MinerShoes.com. MinerShoes is a tool to create skins in Minecraft. I don't happen to be very artistic, as you can see with my the way that I'm going to add. It looks like he's spilt something on his shirt here, like maybe ice cream. I wish I could. Here, let's try to give him an ice cream code. And this is right on the front page here. Which there? Right. Yeah, I'm an artist. You can tell. Luckily, on this site, there is a browse section, so you can go in here. And you can browse all of the other skins that people have added. Another feature that I really, really like is that, one, you can upload your own skin. There is a nice armory of other things. So, like, I wanted to add this guy in here, you can change some stuff around just like that. Now, back to the skin editor. Once you're here, you should be able, right here, if I add my name in my Minecraft username to the bottom, click Get Skin. There I am. So you don't need to actually have people give you a Minecraft skin file to edit. You can do that all on your own just by entering in their username. So let's say that I wanted to be Cheetos, which is Cheeto, one of our producers for the show. There we go. Now I have Cheeto's skin. You can look at it. You can change it around. If I wanted to, let's say, here, let me eyedrop. Let me get that blue. Let me add that blue. That's the one. Give me that color. And this is going to be magic, I know, but give him derpy eyes. There we go. Now we have derpy eyed Cheeto. There we go. And wonderful. See, I could add that to my Minecraft.net, and there we go. It's perfect. Have lots and lots of fun with miner shoes for all your Minecraft skinning needs. That's tip number one. Tip number two is a duh tip. We got a lot of good feedback for the duh tip last week. So we have another one for you. Let's go ahead and, okay. I'm going to go ahead and log into Minecraft for you guys to check this out. This is a few chat tips. So when we get into the options of Minecraft, what I'm going to have you do is normally when you want to type something to a friend, you have to hit the T button, type it all out, and then hit enter. What we're going to change, and this is pretty easy, is you have control over all of your controls. So let's quickly say for chat, let's make that the enter button. Now all you have to do is hit enter or return instead of T to send a chat to someone. Really, really useful for me because T doesn't make sense. Or if you happen to be playing on a really, really older version of Minecraft, you may have gotten used to E being your inventory instead of, or no, you may have, wait, I think I may be remembering a different game. If, say, hypothetically, you are used to hitting I for your inventory because other games do that as well, change your inventory to I. It's just all right there. Now, that's not the only tip that I have chatting, but remember that you can hit tab to autocomplete people's names. So let me go ahead and add a multiplayer server to my list. And what you can see now on the Mac side of things, it gets a little bit confusing. Oh, of course I can't join that server. But all you have to do is hit tab to autocomplete a user's name. On the Mac side of things, sometimes you have to hit Alt and then hit tab. And then if you happen to be on a laptop, sometimes you have to hit Function Alt and then tab. But it works just the same. All you have to do is hit Alt and tab, and that will autocomplete a user's name. Really, really useful when typing in chat. Next, and finally, I wanted to just show off something that I thought was just freaking amazing. And it is a YouTube video of Absolute Psychopath, that's the YouTube user's name, running through Spellbound, a hardcore map in 20 minutes. That's how long it took him to run through this map. He captured it all on video, obviously, and it is there for your viewing pleasure to just see how insane this guy completes an entire map. Now, to give you a sense of how awesome this is, Cheeto and T2 ran through this map, and they're good players. They're on the staff here at OMG Craft, and it took them over 7 hours to complete the same map that this user did in 20 minutes. You can see it's mesmerizing just sit here and watch. He has some nice music to go along with it. But golly, that is amazing. You can skip ahead. Let's skip to when he finishes. Here he goes. Yeah. We get to see the plunks. Wow, he even has time to arrange. Love this. Wow, good freaking job. Perfect. So, and that says 20 minutes and 30 seconds. Good job for you. That was absolutely amazing. And that'll be in our show notes at omgcraft.com/3. This is episode 3, so you can check out all the show notes for everything that I talked about at omgcraft.com/3. Now, a little bit of an announcement before I leave you guys. OMG Craft has traditionally been recorded on Wednesdays at around 8 o'clock. It's supposed to start around 7, but it tends to take me about an hour to get everything set up, things installed on various places, and microphones all working and such and such. That is actually moving just a day later to Thursdays at, say, around 8 o'clock. The reason is because I actually have work on Thursdays, and so editing and posting this show, because I'm the only person that actually works, that can physically edit. I'm not the only person that works on this show. T2 and Cheeto don't kill me. Because I'm the only person who can actually edit this show, and I have to work on Thursdays, it is not conducive to the schedule if I have a work on Thursdays. So this is moving just a day later. So if you're catching it live, remember that it will be live on Thursdays around 8 p.m. Pacific time. So hopefully that won't screw around with anyone. Thank you so much for watching the show. I have been Chad for all of this. And make sure that you go to omgcraft.com to check out our show notes archives all the way back to episode 1. Just 3 old weeks ago. It felt like just yesterday that we were starting off. And also feel free to send me mail. If you want me to cover something or you go, man, why haven't you covered this yet? Why haven't you talked about this mod or this texture pack? Please send me your mail at mail@omgcraft.com. We also have social sites aplenty. Go to omgcraft.com and there are links to everything. And also, please feel free and do subscribe to our YouTube channel or in iTunes or Zune or wherever you want so that you don't have to remember to check the website every single week. It gets hand-delivered by me to your computer. That sounds very creepy. It sounds like I'm walking into your computer and handing... I don't want to be in your computer. Your computer is your computer, and I shouldn't be there, but I deliver it every week just for you. Thank you so much for watching the show, and we will see you next week.